Hello to my chaverim in Yeshiva Torah Moshe and from around the world. We're doing Mishnah Yashir in Pesachim. We're up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Vav, which is also in the Gemara and Kuf Tes Zayin Rebeis. So, Ad Heichan Hu Omer. We're talking about Halal. How far does he say the Halal before we have our Suda? So, as Yatsu explains, that we're going to talk about a Machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that we're going to say most of the Halal after we finish our meal. Like it says in Gemara and Kuf Tes Amad Aleph, Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Chaitfin, Matzos, Beleli, Pesach, Beshul, Tinok, Shul, Yishno. Chaitfin in this case means we eat quickly the matzah on Leil Pesach because we don't want the children to fall asleep. So only after the part that talks about Yitzin Yisrayim that we just mentioned in our Haggadah, at that point, we're going to stop. We're going to say up till that point. And the rest, let's talk about the Gula Asida in the future. We're going to wait till after the Suda so that we can get to eating the matzah so we don't spend too much time on the challah before the Suda. But the Rashbam explains that Chotfim doesn't mean that we eat quickly in order to get to... We rush through the challah in order to get to the matzahs on Leil Pesach to eat. But he says we're talking about when they take the table away so that the children should ask. And the Shana David explains that according to this Shita, we're talking about that we want them to say that fear, the four questions, and not that they should be up in the time of the eating of the matzah. So the Maral Gvuras Hashem Samach Beis explains that we split the halal in order to show the halal has something to do with the seuda that's there for the geula. That fact that we put the seuda right in the middle of the halal, the chumim is showing that the etzem, the seuda itself, is a part of the halal. So what is the machlokas? Beishamis omrim ad emabad mismecha. Just the first paragraph of the halal we say before we eat. The tesefta in perek yud vav, yud and alach vav, maybe, brings that Beis Shammai holds that the Gula was really by Chatzos. So we have to wait to say Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim close to Chatzos as possible. The Kol HaRemez explains that the first paragraph of Howl is a hint to the Gula, because it's talking about Me'ashvaos Yoram Evyon. Hashem raised up the poor people, which is the Remez to Klal Yisrael. And the Bnei Yisrael were also Avdei Hashem, to show as a remez that they're no longer Avdei Paros. According to Beis Shammai, the first parak in the Halal is enough to bring a reminder to what happened in Mitzrayim. But Beis Hillel Rim Ad Chalamash Mayno Mayim. At the end of the second paragraph of Halal, we say that before we eat the matzos and the meal. Because according to Beis Hillel, we have to finish both of them. They're both about the Geula. And the Taisus Yantef explains that since we're going to have a Berachas Geula, we have to mention also Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Pesach Yisrael, it wasn't happening in Mitzrayim. It was talking about the Kriyas Yamsuf. But we have to mention it as well, according to Beis Hillel, because the Geula wasn't finished until they were saved at the Yamsuf. And the Taisus Yantef also mentions, well, with saying, according to Beis Hillel, you say two chapters of the Halal before the Seuda, and Beis Shammai says one. So why isn't this included in the Chumrei Beis Hillel and the Kulei Beis Shammai in the Sechmes Idias? Because Beis Hillel is saying you got to say two, and Beis Shammai is only saying one, so maybe it's a Chumrei of Beis Hillel. He says no, because that Kula of Beis Shammai before the meal is going to be a Chumrei after the meal, because the person's already very tired and he's almost falling asleep, and they're machmer on him to say the rest of the halal at that point. And according to Beis Hillel, he doesn't have as much to say because he said two of the kibbet lach first. So it really isn't a kula for Beis Shammai. It's a kula in one area, but it's a chumra in the other way, and they balance out. So the Mishnah says, v'chaisim b'geula. The Rav says, we finish the Haggadah with the Berakos Geula, and the Tanakhama didn't really explain what this chasima is. And now Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Akiva are coming to explain exactly what the Tanakhama meant. The Rashbam says we have to say that the Tanakhama is not his own Shita. It's just that Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Akiva are explaining what he meant by Chos Megula. Because if we had his own Shita, then we'd have to paskin like him. And we don't paskin like the Tanakhama, because we paskin according to either Rabbi Tarfon or Rabbi Kiva, we're going to talk about in a little bit. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, what do you actually say in the bracha? Asher galanu v'galas avosenim v'mitzrayim, and he says v'lo hayachaisim. But he says you don't do it with any bracha at the end, just at the beginning. The Rashbam and the Tosfos say he would start with Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Ga'alanu V'Galus Avosenu Mitzrayim, and when he finished, he didn't end up a bracha. It's similar to a bracha on Peiros and a bracha on Mitzvos, that you just start with a bracha and you don't end with a bracha. This too is all one complete hodah with thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not asking him for anything, so it's all one thought, and we only start a bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. In such a case, we don't need to end with a bracha. The Rush and the Riff and the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Parakhes Halacha Hey say also, even according to Rabbi Tarfon, you say V'hiyanu Halayla Zeh Lechol Bal Matzah Mar, and that is our minute. Now, the Halal, which is a long bracha, we start with the mentioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His greatness in the Baruch Atah Hashem Kenu Melech HaOlam, and we end up with a short bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem. So it's like the bracha we shown at Berachos HaMazon. But the whole bracha is talking, since it's talking about one whole topic, there's no chasima, and similarly to Rabbi Tarfon, we wouldn't say a chasima for this kind of thing. Rabbi Kiva Omer, what does he say? That you have to add some bakasha on the future, not just hodah on the past. We have to have a bakasha on the future, and therefore we're going to have to have a bracha at the end, which is going to be Ken Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosenu Yagi'enu L'Moedim Regalim Acherim. In the future, we should have Moedim and other Regalim Haban L'Kvasenu L'Shalom. Bar Manel explains that Moedim is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Regalim is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where there's a mitzvah Aliyah Baregel. The Chukos of Pesach adds on, just like Shazachin Olatzos Mitzvos Lachal Matzah Mar, just like the Riff and the Rush and the Rambam above. Keniska Lishmar, the mitzvos of every day in their time. Smeichem Bebinyan Irecha V'Sasam V'Rasecha. The Eitz Chaim explains that Simcha means a public Simcha, public joy, and Sasan is an inner joy. The Malbim explains that Simcha is a short period of joy, and Sasan is an everlasting joy. So, V'nochel Shom min hazvachem u min hapsachem, the Tiferes Yisrael says, first we say zvachem, which is the chagiga of our basar, that we're going to eat before the Karban Pesach, because we're going to eat it, the Karban Pesach, al hasova, when we're more full. The Maharil, and the Taz, who brings the Maharivayel, say that if Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbos, then we say min hapsachim, we switch it around, min hapsachim, min hazvachim, because the Karban Chagiga isn't shechted on Shabbos, as the Mishnah in Samach Tesma Beis says, and therefore the Karban Pesach, in such a case where Pesach fell on Shabbos, would be eaten, if Pesach is on Motzei Shabbos, just the Karban Pesach would be shechted on Shabbos, and that's the only thing to be eaten at the Suda of the Seder, and the Chagiga would have to wait to Chol HaMoed, because it couldn't be shechted on Yadalad, which is Shabbos. But most of the poskim say we shouldn't change the matbeya shetov v'chachamim. The chacham made up a nusach. We shouldn't change it. The shartzian of the Chavetz Chaim in Tafayin Gimel Eis Pei brings from Knesset Yecheskel. The reason why we don't change it is because we're not talking about that night itself when it's Motzei Shabbos. We're talking about Shehagiyenu Hashem L'Moedim Haboim. We're talking about the next year. Hashem, just like we have now a Pesach, we should in the future also have. And then Sham Nochel, B'Shan Haba, in the next year we should be eating we should have all our Simchas. So next year, Pesach won't be a Motzei Shabbos. We'll be eating the Zvachim, which is a Chagiga. So just like we had Pesach this year, we should have Pesach next year. And that's what we're talking about. And we don't have to worry, because then we will have the Chagiga, and then followed by the Pesachim. And then the Mishnah says, we continue until we get to Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. What do we actually say? Asher yagi adama makir mizbachacha l'ratzayn v'nayd l'cha shir chadash ha'gul aseinu v'alpadus nafshenu. Now I looked in the Mashgiach's of Teres Moshe, Rav Fishman, Shlita, his Haggadah, and he brought there that it says in Mechilta on Parshas Oz Yashir, Moshe, as a Shira Zais, on that Parsha, that every Shira is a Lashon Nekeva, except for the Shira going in the future, which is a Lashon Zachar. And as Taisus explains in Kuf Tes Zayin Rebeis, the Riyam Asuk of Anomer, the reason why is an Nekeva has Tzar Leda. And every other nace that a person that we've had in our history, there's tzar afterwards, except for the future nace, the future geula, there won't be any extra tzar. So when we say the geula is talking about the future geula, and it says shir chadash, which is a lashon zachar, which is talking about the future. So we use lashon zachar, but padus nafshenu is talking about the Igulas Mitzrayim and the Mas Mashiach. We mentioned both of them, the future and the Mitzrayim Geula, because they're both part, just like in the beginning of Haggadah, we say, Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecha Havi Olam Mashiach. The Shairish, the Avodram says, the Shairish of the Geula, Asida, is in Yisins Mitzrayim. So we're talking about now, in the future, when there's a Geula, Asida, it's a Shir Chadash because it's talking about the future, and at that time we'll mention both the original Yisins Mitzrayim and the Geula Asida. Moving on to Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin, in the Gemara, which is Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, it's talking about after we finish the Haggadah, we're going to make a bracha on wine and drink the Kos Sheni, and after we finish that this part of the Haggadah, we're making the bracha on the wine, and we're going to drink the second cup. And afterwards, we're going to wash our hands, we're going to eat the matzah marah, and we're going to have our meal. Now, the Mishnah is then telling us in this Mishnah what happens in the Seder after the Seuda. So it says, Mazgalo kol shlishi mevarach hamazono. They pour him the third cup, and he does the berachos hamazon. Now, there's a halachic question. Do we need wine for every berachos hamazon? Not just here in the Seder. Here we know we have four cups of wine, and the third cup goes on the berachos hamazon. But every time we have berachos hamazon throughout the year, do we need wine or not? Just like we see in lots of mitzvahs, they say you should have wine. Kiddush, Abdullah, Kiddushin. The Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis has, Reb Chanan wanted to infer from our Mishnah that you do have to have a kos, Mibarakos HaMazon. Because it says, Mazgul HaKos, Mavarak HaMazono. But Rava is Daicha that Raya, and he says that no, the Chamut Mesakin for Kaisis, for a Simon of Derech Eris, and they wanted to attach every kos to a different mitzvah, and that's why they attached it to Berachos HaMazon in the Seder, but not necessarily do we need to have a kos every time we bench during the year. Taisus in Kuf Heima Beis, the Priyamaskal, Shmamina Bracha Tuna Kos, says that it's little mashma that even if a person himself would need a kos for Berachos HaMazon, because these four koses were masukin even for a single person. But he says, no, it's just here that they made it for the third kos for Birkos HaMazon, because since everybody else, they made it. So even for a yachid, they made it in a kos. And otherwise, not necessarily, would a person eating by himself make a Birkos HaMazon with a kos. And Shulchan Aruch Archayim Kuf Samad Beis Sif Aleph in the Berhetiv Ostal brings that the Ari wrote that a person should not make a bracha on the kos by Birkos HaMazon. Not here, not talking about here in the Seder, but year-round, a single person shouldn't make a Berachos HaMazon with a kos. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Revi Gomer Lav is a halal. They poured him the fourth cup, and he finished the halal that he started before the Seuda. And this is talking about Golos, about the Shibud Malchias, about the Imas Mashiach, Chias HaMesim, and Elam Haba. The Gemara in Tuf Yil Chesmet Aleph writes that it's really right to say this now, because the second part of the Seder, after the eating, is looking to the future Geula. So we say things about the future Geula. Rabbi Tarfon also adds that we say Halal HaGadol, which is Perek Kuf Lamed Vav. That's Rabbi Tarfon in that Gemara, in Kuf Yechesmet Aleph. We say Halal HaGadol also, which is Perek Kuf Lamed Vav in Tehillim. There, there's 26 sentences on the Tavis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us, and for every sentence we add kilolam chazda. Now, if Mishnah says we armor Allah berachos hashir, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Chesmet Aleph brings Rabbi Yehuda says, what does this Berachas Ashir mean? This is Yahalucha. That's the way you normally finish Hallel. Yehuda says, that's what we say now. The Rashbam explains that this is the bracha on the Shiras Hallel. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we say Nishmas Kol Chai, which ends with the Berachas of Yishtabach, the bracha of Yishtabach. And the Rashbam explains, it's called Berachas Hashir, because it's right after, normally, Psukei Dezimra. So, what Berachas Hashir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's talking Halucha, because it's the Shir, the bracha on the Shir of Hallel. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying Nishmas, and it's Berachas Hashir, the Berachas Yishtabach, because Yishtabach is always said at the end of Psukei Dezimra, so it's the Berachas Hashir. The Rav says that it is Machlokas one way or the other. Either you're saying like Rabbi Yehuda, or you're saying it like Rabbi Yochanan. But the minhag, he says, still is to say both of them. You say both Yahalucha, and you say the Nishmas with Yishtabach. But the Rashbam and the Tosfos and Kuf Ches Mad Aleph, the Ramaskar Rabbi Yochanan learned that Rabbi Yochanan really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that you say Yahalucha. But he says that you also say Nishmas. The Masha explains that according to the Shita, you'd be making two brachas, Yahalucha with a bracha and Nishmas, so you would end up with Yishtabach, a second bracha. Tosfos explains that only if Rabbi Yochanan holds this way, could we say it's a good minig to say two brachas, because otherwise it would be a bracha levatala. So he holds, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan actually holds this way to say both things with both brachas. But lahalacha, we don't follow that. The halacha is the way Reb Chaim, Kayan, and Tosfos over there explains that Birkas Hashir is that there's one Birkas Hashir, there's only one bracha to say. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that you say also, but he holds Rabbi Yochanan, you say also Yahalucha and Nishmas. Now, how does that actually work? In Or Chaim, Tuf Pei, and the Mefarshim, they explain there's three actual menhagim, what we do with the Seder. One is after Hallel and the Hallel Gadol, we say Nishmas without Yishtabach, and then we say Yahalucha like we end up normally a Hallel. The second is after the Hallel, we say Yahalucha without a bracha, and then we say Hallel Gadol, and we say Nishmas without Yishtabach, and then we say Baruch Melech Mahulo Batish Bachas. The third minhag is similar to what we just said, that you say Hallel Yahalucha without a bracha, and then Hallel Gadol and Nishmas without Yishtabach, but that you do end up, you do end up with Yishtabach, and checking in for the Haggadah of the Mashkiach, that's the third day we do it, which is after Hallel, we say Yahalucha without a bracha, the Hallel Haggadol, and then we say Nishmas with Yishtabach, and we say Baruch Ke'amahulah Batish Bacha. So check out your Haggadah, see which Nesach it actually has. The mission says, Bein HaKosas Halalu Imrotz HaLishtas Yishta. You want a drink besides the four kosas? Okay, that's okay. So what is this Bein HaKosas? According to many Rishonim, we're talking about between the first and second kos, and between the second and third kos. If you want to drink, then you can. But the Rashma explains, Bein Shnei, it's talking about between the first two kosas and the last two kosas. After the first two kosas, if you want, you can drink more, but not between the first and second, and not between the third and fourth. So it sounds like he holds like the Kol Bo, which is brought in the Beis Yosef Archayin Taf Ayin Gimel. There are Masach of Yisrael Lishtos, that is, you're not allowed to drink between the first and the second kos. But that's a little odd, because the Rashbam himself, in Devar Yamaskel Ben Gimel Adalet, Mefurish says that you can drink between the first and the second kos. And on Daf Kav Ches Mad Alef, Devar Yamaskel Ben HaKosos, Halalu, it's also mashma that it's praiseworthy to drink between the first and the second kos, because they'll have then more of an appetite to eat the matzah. So if we look at the Ramban in Melchamas Daf Kav Dalet, he says you can drink, but just for a short time. And maybe this is what the Rashbam was talking about. Don't drink all the time between the first and second kos, but just for a short time after the first kos, because once they pour the second kos and start reading the Haggadah, then you can't be drinking anymore. The Baal Amar over there, and Tosfos Kuf Gimel Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Rav Ashi, learn that you can drink even when you're saying the Haggadah. According to those Shitas, no problem drinking the whole time. And in Or Chaim Taf Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph in the Bir Halacha, Pasuk like the Ran, that after they pour out the second kos, don't drink anymore. Then the Mishnah continues and finishes up. Bein Shlishi Revi Lo Yishta. The Rishalmi in the 10th parak and Eitz Vav bring in the Halakha Vav, which is brought in the Rashbam, that if you drink more wine after the third cup, you have a problem, you might get drunk. You won't finish your Haggadah, besides being very tired at the end of the night of your whole Seder. If you drink too much then, you'll never get to finish the Haggadah. So that's why we tell you not to drink after the third cup, except for the fourth cup. But they're not afraid if he might get drunk if he drinks during the Seuda, between the third and fourth cup, because as you're eating, the wine is not going to make you drunk if you're eating at the same time. The Rif brought in the Rishami, brings the Rishami, that maybe it's usher to drink between the first and the second, because you might get drunk. And the Tesis Yantif, which brings the Rif, says, why didn't the Mishnah mention this then? Because it's not shchiach that a person is going to drink so much before the Seuda to actually get drunk. Now, in Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, Taf Ayin Gimel, Gimel Paskins, that you have to be careful not to drink between the first and second cup, unless it's a Tzarach Gadol, because you don't want to get drunk, and you won't end up doing the Seder and reading the Haggadah. Elio Rabba and the Chok Yaakov learn from this that there really is no problem of drinking anything else. You can't drink wine because you're going to get drunk if you drink wine between the first and second kosos. But if you want to drink something else that's not intoxicating, they learn it's okay. The Shut or Utsion Chelik Gimel Perek Tesvav Tshuva Zayin writes, it's chachila, it's best not to drink until you have eaten the matzah, so you'll have the matzah with a good appetite. But if you really starve, let's say you're Bukhar and you didn't have a Sin Bukhar, and so you were fasting the whole day and you're really ravenous, the Shut Shevet Alevi Chelik Tes Simen Kof Ches Ais Aleph says you can really eat something at that point. And that's also the Sheet of Rabbi Yashiv, that you can have peiros, or you can have some eggs, if you can buy them. Nowadays we have a little shortage here in Eretz Yisrael. And you can make a bracha on them. You can make a bari nefashas, but you should eat them and make a bracha on them before you eat the karpas. This is what Rabbi Yashiv says, because if you can make a bracha on the achrona after the karpas, then you might pater also the karpas as well with the bracha achrona. And some say that the bracha of the karpas goes also in the maror that you're going to eat later on. And therefore you don't want to wipe out the bracha that you had in the karpas by making a bracha achrona. And similarly, it's in the Shut Artzion has the same idea. So that's it for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. And you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or 052-244-9331. Any questions, comments, criticism, whatever. And have a good day.